Wayfair's big sale is returning. Get ready for Way Day. For 4 days only, score up to 80% off all things home with free shipping on everything. From October 26th through 29th, score Wayfair's best deals, like up to 80% off area rugs, up to 60% off mattresses, up to 60% off bedroom furniture, and more exclusive doorbuster deals. So mark your calendar and shop Way Day starting October 26th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Welcome to another episode of the Bamateur Hour. I'm Bamateur John. Today I'm joined by Will Kay and Dr. T. Today is Sunday, August 17th, 2025, in the year of our Lord. Thank you for tuning in. We now have over 2,800 subscribers to our YouTube channel and growing every day. Please, if you're listening or watching, but you haven't subscribed, please subscribe. Click the notification bell to be notified of our new episodes. We now have thousands of viewers and listeners everywhere you can access our content. Thank you. Thank you. If you're accessing us on other platforms such as Apple Podcast, Amazon Music, iHeart Podcast, Spotify, and RSS, please follow and subscribe and like. And this is the Bamateur Hour. We are amateurs who are Bama fans, and we talk Alabama football, basketball, and once in a while we'll talk other Alabama sports-related subjects. All right, gentlemen, let's jump into this. The topic of the day is Bama's second scrimmage and Ty Shines in the scrimmage. We're going to jump into this. And the first point that I'm going to note is that Ty is indeed the guy as Ty Shines in this scrimmage. Dr. T, I think you were aware of some stuff that went on in the scrimmage. Fire away. Let us know what you hear, what you know about Ty Simpson's performance in the scrimmage.
So this morning, I woke up to a text thread from one gentleman who went to the scrimmage yesterday, and he had glowing reports about Ty. He said Ty threw something like 14 out of 15 completed 14 out of 15 passes. One of them, the one he did not complete, he said was pretty much receiver's fault. He should have caught it, and said he looked great. He also said Keelan looked great, but for sure, it's Ty's team. He looked phenomenal. He moved the chains, no picks, and apparently no boneheaded plays, which is great compared to what we saw last year. So I think we'll see a quarterback who moves the chains down the field this year, and we stay ahead of the chains, and we don't have a lot of negative plays. That's what I kind of expect. So I'm excited.
Will K, what do you hear? What do you know?
The Ty played well, not just Ty, but we'll get into this later, but, the whole Jam Miller situation, I don't know who will take, who will start.
Hey, don't jump the gun on Jam.
You got to let me finish. I said, right. I'm not jumping the gun. I said, okay. We will talk about that later.
Okay,
so
good. Just don't spoil some other fun topics.
I'm just saying, that's what I've heard, and we will talk about that later. So absolutely. I'm not jumping anything. All right.
Slow my roll. Okay.
Yeah.
So Ty Simpson, any other thoughts, comments? What have you heard? What have you read? Anything else to add to that?
I just heard that the offense was very smooth. That's what they said today. The offense is very, very smooth, which is a word I would not use to describe our offense last year a lot of the time. And so I think a smooth offense with a quarterback going into his fourth year who, his father's a coach. He's been around the game a long time. I heard him say in a press conference recently, I was interviewed, and he just said, hey, this coordinator keeps us in good position all the time. There's always a receiver open, it seems like, with all these great receivers and the great routes. And he said, my job is fairly simple. I just try to find the open guy. And he also said that he has pretty good escapability. And he said, I'm really a dual threat quarterback. Well, don't give me credit for that, but I like to run when I have to. And then today, I don't want to get too far ahead, but I heard DeBoer say in his press conference from yesterday, he said that Ty used his legs quite effectively a couple times. So I'm excited about what Ty can do, and it's more than just pass, I think.
Hey, some stats that I've noted. Rick, I think you said he was 14 of 15. I heard that it was for over 125 yards. So 14 passes, 125 yards, one TD pass, and that the one incompletion was a dropped pass in the end zone that should have been a second TD pass. So he
A hell.
should have had two TD passes. And then
Right.
he also scrambled and ran for a touchdown in the scrimmage. So, man, I love it. I
Yeah, me
love
too.
it. And to me, the words I was thinking was he ran the offense efficiently, which I don't think you would call Milroe an efficient quarterback operator. He was boom or bust, big play, positively or negatively. And I think he was precise. And you'll like this term too, Rick, surgical.
Surgical. All right.
So,
That's awesome.
those were the other things that I wanted to note about Simpson. DeBoer in his press conference called him steady and consistent on execution. He noted his high completion percentage. You can't do much better than 14 out of 15. I mean, you're
No.
not going to go 100%. And the guy dropped the ball. He should have been 15 from 15. And yes, he used that mobility to extend plays. So that is point number one, guys. And on the rundown, point number two that we're going to talk about, and this is very concerning to me, are special teams. The field goal kickers, our options there, whoever the first team field goal kicker, it sounds like he didn't have a great day. And it sounds like our punters are struggling as well. So I wanted to note those as points of concern because obviously Ty was great, and that is just music to my ears. This is points of concern. All right, Will, what do you know? What are your thoughts about the special teams situation?
Nothing new, right? The one thing that Saban, I mean, he's not here anymore, that he had problems with like almost the entire time he was at Alabama, besides Lee Tiffin and Will Reichert on the back half, was field goal kickers. We never had good field goal kickers. You obviously would want to have a good field goal kicker and a good punter, but it's something that a lot of Alabama fans have been accustomed to. So I think that special teams and especially field goal kickers, that's more of a mental game. So I think that that's easy to fix. So.
I hope you're right. I'm concerned. And then we got spoiled with J.K. Scott and even Burnham last year. So I'm
No,
concerned
well, I
about
don't think
this.
the punters have been such a big problem recently. But Alabama
I've
has
heard
had
their
their fair share of bad
freshmen's.
kickers.
Yeah, but I've heard that the punter this year is like taking too long to get the ball off. And is he really getting the ball with the height that you would want? And we don't need any block punts for TDs and give up some bonehead plays. So I'm concerned about it. All right, Rick, what have you heard? What was the special team stuff you've heard from your inside sources?
So it was not good. He said, I cannot express to you how bad our kickers are. This is what the guy who went to scrimmage told
Oh,
me. No, he said, really, the guy who went to the scrimmage said, he said, he goes, literally, not one strong leg, lots of misses and shanks. And he said, I can't be a Division I team who's in a worse position than us as far as kicking goes. Now, he went on to say, maybe it's just a bad day, but he said, outside of 25 yards, he doesn't see us kicking field goals right now unless something happens in the next 3 weeks. But so
you're meaning we need to get to the 25-yard line, and if we're
25,
outside
I
the
think,
25-yard line, we're not kicking.
so like
Probably
a
out of range.
42-yard field goal.
You're right. So
40.
yeah, 25 is what? 42? Yeah. So I think that'd be the max. We'll try one based on what he saw.
That's not
Now,
good.
that's not good, but the Lions last year, didn't the Detroit Lions go for fourth down a lot. And I think we might be that team this year. We might, once we get across the 50, I think DeBoer might and Grubbs might be like, hey, you know what? We're fourth and one. Let's go for it. And let's not kick the field
And
goal.
if it's like, you know, like a 50-yard field goal, but it's like fourth and seven, might just punt that. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, you
just
know,
punt.
you I think you should want, you know, at least like a 50-yard field goal.
Right.
Like get to like the 33 or something.
Right.
Like a 42-yard field goal, that is not very long.
No, it's
That's
not
not
very long.
good. That's not good if we don't have a kicker that we feel confident that he can make anything inside 50. That's a problem. But he better be spot on from 40 yards and inside if his leg's not strong
Yeah,
enough
I
to
mean, I
kick
know thinking
outside of the
about it
40.
last year with DeBoer, we didn't kick many field goals last year at all, really.
We weren't in many games where it came down to a field goal, if you
Well,
think
I mean,
about it.
there would be sometimes where it would, you know, you would need a field goal, but I don't, you know, looking back, I don't remember us kicking a lot.
I think the three of us should go out and start practicing, you know, because I mean, good. No, but listen, I mean, he also, the guy, my contact, he's kind of a, he kind of, you know, half empty type guy, the glass half empty. But he said, I think we lose two games this year due to special teams. I'm like, come on, no. So I hope not. I hope he's wrong. But if it comes down to a field goal here and there, it sounds like we, that's not good. So hopefully
Well,
we'll be okay.
if we're on the positive side of the 50 in the opponent's territory and it's fourth and six, why not throw a 25-yard pass? And as long as if it gets intercepted on the 10-yard line, who cares?
Right.
And
Right.
maybe Isaiah Horton can go up
Yeah.
and get those
Gonna.
50-50 balls and we can win those.
Well, here's the hope. The hope is, according to what we're hearing and what we're seeing, is that we will be so smooth and efficient that we won't have a lot of fourth and sixes, that we'll be able to, you know, stay ahead of the chains and get down in the red zone and score, baby, score. You know what I mean?
Well,
Yeah.
what we do know if we get where I'm predicting we're going to go, and for those of you who have not seen my bold predictions episode, you need to go back and watch that. It's a
Oh, you sure
great
do. It is
episode.
bold. It is bold. You should
So
go
when we
watch.
win the Natties, there's going to be a game where it's going to be tight at the end, and we're going to have to either score a touchdown or kick a field goal to win it something big. So inside the 40, we've got to be able to make those. So I'm hoping that at least we've got a kicker that inside the 40 we can rely on. But we're going to find out. And
Yeah.
that's not great news. So anyway, but
No.
a lot of great news, but that is not one of them. All right,
I think
guys,
if you
let's.
want a weakness on one thing in your team, it's probably the special teams.
All
But
right.
you know,
Yeah.
at the same time, you know, off track, whatever. In 2010, in the NFL, the San Diego Chargers were first in offense and defense overall, but they didn't make the playoffs because their special teams was so bad. 32nd. First, the best offense and the best defense, and they didn't make the playoffs because their special teams was that bad.
That's amazing.
You
You
can
can
go
do
look it
that.
up. I'm
It's
just
three
saying.
phases. There's three
I mean, I
phases to
that's
the
kind of
game.
hard to believe. Like, you got the best offense and defense, but anyway.
All right, gentlemen, let's go to the next topic. So I'm hearing really good things about Dejan Lee and that he might actually be starting. That he's in the running. He's running with the one, 6'4", 200 pounds, very athletic, apparently very strong too and physical. So not only good in pass defense. I kind of think of him as a Richard Sherman kind of guy in terms of blanketing guys, but I think he's fast too but also physical in the run. I'm hearing he may step up and be starting against FSU and certainly is going to play a lot. What do you guys know?
Whose spot would he be taking? Because we're so loaded over there.
I heard Damani Jackson maybe.
No.
That's what I
I
heard.
mean, who would you think? He's gonna take Xavier Brown's spot?
And apparently Damani.
I mean, somebody's gotta sit. Somebody's gotta, there's only so many positions out there, you know.
We have
Maybe
Jackson, Xavier
Cam
Brown,
Calhoun.
Sab, right? And
Sab, Bray
Bray Hubbard.
Hubbard.
Well, those are more safe. They're safeties, I think.
Right.
Dejon Lee will be a corner.
Yeah, he's a
He'll
corner.
take
They
like
said
Cam Calhoun's
he's a
spot.
lockdown corner is what they're saying.
Yeah.
I'm encouraged. I love it. I love having that kind of depth. So, come
Yeah,
in the
it's
nickel,
just,
whatever, because Gus Malzahn may
I
spread the
know he's just
field.
a freshman and we haven't seen him play yet, but if we get to the playoff and we see Ohio State, he might have the physique to go up against a guy like Jeremiah Smith.
You're going to need him.
Yeah.
And they're not the only one that has some big, lanky, powerful receivers. We're going to see multiple of those this year. Get ready. So,
Cam Coleman, Auburn,
yeah.
others.
Yeah. So there's a lot going on. All right, guys, let's jump into some injury news. Oh, well, Rick, do you have anything else to say on the Dejon Lee and what you're hearing?
No, I really don't. I just hear from, I mean, kind of on the same thing. I heard Kane Wilmack talking about how this defense, especially the secondary, is so deep where he said last year we had issues with injuries and we didn't have the depth. This year he said,
Wayfair's big sale is returning. Get ready for Way Day. For 4 days only, score up to 80% off all things home with free shipping on everything. From October 26th through 29th, score Wayfair's best deals, like up to 80% off area rugs, up to 60% off mattresses, up to 60% off bedroom furniture, and more exclusive doorbuster deals. So mark your calendar and shop Way Day starting October 26th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Deep in every position and good. So I mean, I just think we are very in a good, in a very good position there. So
That's what we want to hear, and I
yeah.
hope that's correct. So, all right, guys, a couple of injuries. We're going to dive into Jam, and we'll go into that in depth. Jaden Roberts, they admitted that he has a concussion. So that's why DuBarry and Vandermark have been playing, and he's been sitting out. He's in concussion protocol. He seems to get banged up a lot. So I'm glad those other guys are getting a lot of play. It's good to have depth. Hopefully he'll be healthy, and whoever the best two are out of those three are good to go for FSU. And then James Smith, I don't know exactly what's wrong, but he's been sitting out for a while. So I hope those young D tackles, the backups, are getting a lot of play and are ready to go, because we need to have depth at that D tackle position. And then the big news of the day is Jam Miller, his injuries. He is out, and that opens the door for those other backs. And guys, I was not thrilled with Jam Miller. I hope he can really step up, but I never saw him as the next great Alabama running back. Maybe he was going to make a leap this year and be one of those guys like a Josh Jacobs, like a TJ Yeldon, like an Eddie Lacy. Not a Derrick Henry. He's not that, but my prediction is Daniel Hill's going to shine. He's the next great Alabama running back. And this opens the door, because I've always thought Daniel Hill's going to be that short yardage back, that red zone back, the guy when we need the tough yards. He's differently built than the other running backs on the team. But I think this opens the door for him to be the number one running back, or one of those other guys is going to have to step up and split snaps with them, those fast guys that can be more like a Jahmyr Gibbs. But Jam's out, and he's not going to play in FSU. And what I heard is he's not coming back till at least Georgia. So, interesting development in the running back room. All right, Dr. T, what do you hear? What do you know?
I heard a similar report that he is probably out in 2 to 4 weeks. So, which is not good. I mean, we want depth, but I do like who's behind him. I think Daniel Hill and Richard Young are very capable backs. And yeah, I think 244 pounds coming at you is a problem. And then Young, I'm not sure how big he is, but he's a pretty big back too. He's probably what, 210, 215.
Yeah, I think he's
But,
210 or so.
yeah, and I just think, and I also think, yeah, I agree with you. Jam hasn't been amazing as of yet. However, I do think it, he was 2 years. I mean, I don't want to pile on Milrow. Everything's Milrow's fault. I know it's not true, but
But
I think when
you
you have
can
an
blame him
offense,
if you want.
I know, but I think an offense that doesn't run smoothly, it's really hard for running back ever to get in the rhythm, especially when you have a running quarterback. So it's just, I just think Jam, this is his season to find out who he is. Because you have a quarterback who's more of a traditional quarterback. You have an offensive coordinator who's going to keep this team moving forward. And so when you have a running back who's running on second five versus second 10, I just think it helps the flow, and I think he'll shine in this offense. But all that to say, I don't know if he's either or even a Ingram, but he's probably Eddie Lacy maybe level maybe. But all that to say, I think we will need him this year, but maybe not the first three games. So hopefully he'll come back fresh against Georgia, and we'll have three backs, a three-headed monster.
All right, Will
So.
K.
Yeah, I think, obviously not a good thing, but they'll probably, even if he's ready to go by like week three, they'll probably sit him until Georgia, because we don't,
What do
could
you mean?
lose Florida State or
Wisconsin?
Wisconsin. They're Power Five schools. You never know, but I think that they'll sit him until the Georgia game probably. One guy that not a lot of people are talking about, Draylen Washington. I think he had a 1,000-yard season at Louisiana.
He's a burner too.
Yeah, I think he'll
I
be
think
good.
he's four sub 4.4 speed, so he's a burner.
Yeah, and I hope this game is a game where some guys can get some playing time, so we can see what we got. So I think that even if Jam is ready to go by like Wisconsin or before Georgia, I think that they will sit him just to make sure he's good. But I mean, I like Jam Miller. I think he's an above average running back. I think a good comp to him is maybe, I mean, not physique wise, but just like, overalls, like he's like a Brian Robinson maybe. So that's what I have to say. But yeah, he's not Mark Ingram or Derrick Henry. Nobody is. So getting a little spoiled with the Alabama running backs.
I'm telling you, Daniel Hill may be the next guy in that line of Mark Ingram, Derrick Henry, Josh Jacobs, Eddie Lacy. I think he's really going to be that good. You guys can hold me to that later if he's a if he washes out, then hey, I'm wrong, but I'm optimistic about that. Jam, I really was hoping we could see him make that leap, and I think the reports out of practice this summer was that he was very effective, but I want to see it in a game. I was rewatching the Oklahoma game, which is brutal, and there was an RPO where Milroe hands it off to Jam, and he goes left, and there's a seam to the right where he either could have hit the end zone or he would have picked up an extra 4 to 5 yards. And I just wonder if his vision was not good enough. Does he see the whole field well enough? I don't know. I question that. I hope he can be as good as Brian Robinson. Brian Robinson was a very effective, good running back here, and he's playing in the pros. So I hope Jam can be that good. I'm just not convinced. And I think with him, I just want him to show me before I believe. Whereas I'm a believer in Daniel Hill. So I guess you guys have figured that out by now. All right. Any other comments on that situation?
No, I just think you like Daniel Hill. That's what I
I'm excited. Hey, when I see something like that, we'll see. But I'm excited about it. And I think he's going to be really, really good. All right. I just want to go through a couple of news and notes from the scrimmage, and this is just an overview of things that Kalen DeBoer said. Just said they played that afternoon game to simulate the heat that they're going to get down at FSU. And I think, Will, you're crazy to go down there. That's going to be a sweat box, and
First
have
game of the
fun doing
season. I'm not
it.
going to miss that.
Well, it's going to be a sweat box. I'll be watching it on TV. I'm not stout enough to sit through that heat anymore. Rick and I played tennis in the heat, but at least we've got some shade to run into and lots of water. So they played the game in the afternoon to really simulate that heat. He noted the special teams are still developing consistency, caution yellow lights at a minimum. He noted that there's a lot of battles going on for who's going to be second team, who's going to be third team. And he said that The O-line was showing dependable pass protection. Well, I don't think you're going to go 14 for 15 if you're not blocking effectively. And Milroe's got a lot of heat on him. So I'm encouraged by that. I'm not hearing any bad things about the O-line recently. And if you guys know differently, you know, speak up. But that all sounded good to me. We'll find out when we're down in Tallahassee and you know, when they're on the field. Defense showing strength. But if the offense was that effective, hopefully they're running against the twos, because if they're shredding the ones, you know, is our offense really good? Is our defense bad? Is our offense just that good that even our good defense is struggling? I don't know the answers to that. We're not going to know till we play other teams. And then he addressed the injury situations. So those were the news and notes, or just the DeBoer post game comments that I heard. What do you guys know? What do you hear? What do you think?
How
so I
are
listened.
They, oh, sorry.
No, go ahead, Will.
I was just going to ask, how are they simulating the heat conditions? Are they putting heaters out there or something? How are they doing that?
No, just the fact that they pushed it back from the morning to 1 o'clock to be more like the 2:30 start, I think, was the understanding.
Okay.
Yeah, and then also he said after practice, after the scrimmage, they actually did conditioning drills. So I feel like that's what he said. So I think they're ready for that. So you know, we don't have to worry about the players having any issues in the heat, but Will up in the stands, we might have to worry about him. Have you been practicing, Will, the conditions? Are you ready?
I'm gonna bring one of those like expandable towels that they have, you know.
Right.
I might bring one of those and just drink so much water.
That's good. That's good. I did hear DeBoer. I listened to the press conference. Y'all might have too. He also mentioned how all three quarterbacks look good. And he said, I feel like they're trusting the offensive line that those guys will do their job, which is great. And he said, they're actually all five doing a great job of protection. And he said, no one can block forever, but you know, they do a great job and give the quarterbacks time, which was great to hear. And so I think some of it was, John, to answer your question, some of it was the offense is really good. And also, I think the defense probably didn't blitz a lot today. I didn't hear that, but I did hear from my contact, my source at the game today, that the defensive line is definitely, there's not a standout as of right now who's going to take over a game. It's definitely by committee, but and probably have a hard time getting home, just the four of them. But with some blitzing, they should have no problem getting to the quarterback. But, you know, you hate to have to blitz to get to the quarterback, but that might be how we have to do it.
Yeah, that could be a problem then if we cannot, just with a four-man pass rush, put pressure on the quarterback. That'll be interesting. I hope we're able to get some push up the middle. I hope people like LT, Deontay Lawson, Quay Rousseau are going to be able to get in there and provide that kind of fierce pass rush that we expect. And if we can't, we're going to be in some battles.
And I like James Smith, John. I think when James Smith gets back, I think he was really starting to be an up and comer. And I think he might be the kind of guy, the kind of body that makes a name for himself when he's healthy.
Has there been any talk about that Florida transfer, Kelby Collins? Is he getting any?
I haven't heard.
I have not heard. They haven't mentioned his name much in terms of his impact and what he may do. So I don't know. And they really haven't talked about the other D tackles as well. I hadn't heard them talk about Simmons or Faga or Imbu. I don't even know how to say his name properly. I can butcher that, but it's like Imbu Mawa or something. But they've got some
good.
Big body. They've got some big bodies in there. But I haven't heard them praising those guys and talking about that they're going to collapse the pocket and stuff the run and do those things that we hope they can do. I did want to note, I'm so excited about Ryan Grubb and what he brings, and the combination of Ryan Grubb with Ty Simpson. And I'm really fired up about the offense. So I love having him here. And I don't know how long we're going to be able to keep him, because if Alabama's offense hums this year, and let's say he stays one more year, and if Simpson comes back or if one of those other QBs steps up and it keeps humming, I got a feel he's going to be a head coach in college somewhere soon.
Yeah, that's a problem when you get a good OC or a good DC that goes somewhere else. Kirby Smart,
yep.
Sark, Lane Kiffin. And you don't want a bad one. It's just, you know, there's a lot of turnover with that.
Golding.
My old neighbor.
That's
Yeah.
right. He's
Yeah.
now the highest paid assistant coach in SEC football.
It's amazing.
Really? At Ole
Yeah,
Miss?
he's a,
Wow.
yeah, that's what he
I
said.
really like the family, so I wish him well, but it
John,
was.
that one guy you couldn't pronounce, M Boa Moa, whatever.
Yes.
I like how his first name is Steve.
Yeah,
So Steve Molo Mbamua. So I'll just call him Steve from now on.
Steve Imbo. We'll just call him
Yes,
Steve Imbo.
yeah, that's funny.
But we got some big bodies in there, but they're young. I think a lot of our guys, a lot of those backups are freshmen and sophomores. But we need them to step up because I thought our interior line was a weakness last year. We got gashed on the run and we didn't collapse the pocket effectively. So that's an area that I'm hopeful that we're going to really improve and step up in that area. All right. What else do you guys know? Do you have any other rumors, notes, news? What are you guys hearing through the grapevine?
Not a whole
I mean,
lot.
I
I
think
just,
we
yeah.
just talked about most of it. There's
Yeah.
only so much to talk about. I'm interested to see who DeJon Lee starts over.
I heard Damani Jackson, but we shall see.
It's hard to believe. But somebody's got to play, though. I mean, is he going to be like on the outside, or is he going to play like that bandit? You
I
know, like
think he's
Malachi
gonna be
Moore.
a true cover corner. And sounds like they may be lining him up on whoever the best receiver is. Let's
6'4"
market that guy.
corner. That's
I know, stout.
see.
He he's a five star.
I
Yeah.
like him being in the bandit position. That's the star position, right? Or
Yeah, but what like Malachi Moore played and others.
yeah. I just think that's a having a 6'2", 6'4", 200-pound guy, kind of in the middle, mucking things up is pretty awesome. I remember Clemson had a guy a few years ago that was a huge, long, rangy guy, and he just caused problems all the time. And I just think I hate to put him on the outside. I mean, unless he's better than everyone else for sure, but I like to have him in the middle around, you know, just he can kind of take care of running backs at the same time he can take care of passes across the middle. I think having a 6'4" guy in the middle of the field is dangerous for a defense, but.
Yeah, but if we're facing Jeremiah Smith or we're worried about Cam Coleman and he can shut those guys down and force the ball away, that's huge. That, a shutdown cover corner. And
I
if
mean,
he's truly that.
there's no guarantee that we're going to play Ohio State at all this year. I mean, might not even see him at all. But if we do match up with them and he can kind of not allow Jeremiah Smith to do anything, I mean, he's going to be a first round draft pick.
Yeah,
Is
absolutely.
he, he's a freshman. He was a five star.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I know
All
we
right.
haven't even seen him play a down yet, but you know, from what I'm
I know.
hearing, he's really good, 6'4". He's got all the abilities to do it, so.
He's already started. We have him starting already. This is awesome.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, he was running with the ones. That's what they're saying. And that he's either gonna be one of the first guys in and come in on the nickel, or he may actually be the guy that goes out there the first snaps on
Yeah.
defense
I
at
think
FSU. But he'll be in a lot, regardless of even if he ends up not starting.
have y'all heard anything about Jalen Mbakwe? He's a five star. I mean, I just don't think he has a spot anywhere, you know, because we're just so
Yeah,
loaded.
I just it's amazing. I'm kind of shocked though, because I think it was his decision to switch sides of the field. So I don't know if he saw the writing on the wall and thought, man, I'm a five star, but I'm not good enough to play defense here. But I don't know. I think going to the receiver, we're very deep there, and that's not your
He
natural
can't play, he
position.
doesn't have a spot there either.
I know, it's crazy. I don't know.
And well, and
As
also
we have
he
a we have a just a load of riches in the wide receiver room and in the defensive back room. It's amazing how talented both of those rooms are.
Yeah, and he
Amazing.
went to Ole Miss and then he decided to come back.
Oh, he
So,
did?
oh yeah.
I did not know that. Okay,
Or he
learn
was
something
going
new.
to, I think.
All right,
Hey, y'all,
guys. Any other news notes?
if someone tweeted out today, Alabama's back to prime kicker form. You'll be getting reminded, it says you'll be getting reminders of Cade Foster this season.
No,
He was the worst one,
no.
I think. That's funny.
Oh, who missed the kick against Georgia and that we ended up with the second
Papanastas.
26?
Oh, Papanastas, that's right.
Cade Foster was the one. I think he missed like three field goals against Auburn in that kick six game.
So that's why we brought, was it Reichert who actually kicked the kick on the kick six because we didn't trust Cade Foster?
No, that was Adam Griffith.
Oh, Adam, okay.
Reichert was 7 years
In
after
high
that.
school.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, he was probably in middle school, I
Elementary
think.
school.
Yeah.
Was that
Adam
Van
Griffith.
Tiffin? No. He was in the 80s. That's
All
what. Well, I'm
right,
looking forward to
guys.
it. It's gonna be a great
Anything
season.
else? Any other news notes? Otherwise, we'll wrap it up and we can get on to our evening. So, you guys got any parting shots?
I have a parting shot. Are we all three gonna go to the championship game this year when Alabama plays whoever it
Yeah.
is? Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go, Roll Tide.
Let's
Where
go.
is the Natty this year? Miami? Is that right?
I
I
don't
don't
even
know.
know. You know, it tells you we've fallen off in the past 2 years because I used to know that every year. Now I don't know.
Well, and there's so many steps to get there. I don't know where it's played this year. So I just want to
Like in
worry
the
about
BCS
making the
era, you knew
playoffs.
because it'd be like, oh, the Rose Bowl. So you know it's
Right.
in Pasadena or Atlanta or wherever.
Yeah, I do not
And it
know where
seems
it
like, you
is.
know, all the big games, it's like just revolving. But there's going to be a playoff game in Atlanta every year. There's going to be one in Pasadena. There's going to be one in Miami, Orlando.
Jerry World. You're going to have one
Yeah.
in
Yep.
Jerry World for
Dallas.
sure. No doubt.
It's not Atlanta this year, is it?
I don't know.
Okay. I
Somebody's going
don't
to
think
have to
so.
Google it or we'll just table it and we'll bring it up when it's pertinent. But
I
I
think it
just
was
want to make the
Atlanta last
playoffs
year.
first. Playoffs. Let's make the playoffs and then we'll
Playoffs.
worry about it. That's right.
Playoffs.
Playoffs.
It's funny.
All right,
Playoffs.
guys, let's wrap this up. I don't have anything else to add that's noteworthy today. Will K, any other parting shots?
I think this upcoming Saturday is the last or the first Saturday until around June, when there's no football or basketball on.
Wrong. You're wrong. There are three college football games this weekend.
Woo-hoo.
Not
Oh, they're
there are.
okay. Well, I
Yeah, there are
meant
three
okay. So, what
games.
I meant was the last Saturday. This yesterday was
Yesterday.
the last Saturday without football or basketball until like June. So, we
That is
made it.
correct.
The wait is over. Had to watch baseball for a little bit there. That was terrible. But we're back.
All right,
We're
Rick,
back,
parting
baby.
shots. Parting shots, Rick.
My last parting shot is, you're right, Will. Yesterday was the last weekend until January 19th in Miami when Alabama plays at 7:30 p.m. against the Ohio State Buckeyes. That's my bold prediction. Bam. There you
I
go.
love it. I love it. And we'll all have to go. If we get there, we're going.
Yeah.
Boom.
All right, guys. That's it. Thank you. Thank everyone for listening. God bless and roll tide.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Wayfair's big sale is returning. Get ready for Way Day. For 4 days only, score up to 80% off all things home with free shipping on everything. From October 26th through 29th, score Wayfair's best deals, like up to 80% off area rugs, up to 60% off mattresses, up to 60% off bedroom furniture, and more exclusive doorbuster deals. So mark your calendar and shop Way Day starting October 26th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.